Would you grab your swords, please? Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Let's turn to the book of Thessalonians first. Glory. 1 Thessalonians in chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Verse 13. Hallelujah. You may read it with me. But I do not want you to be what?
Ignorant.
I don't want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. So there are going to be many who are sorrows. Many sorrows for those who have no hope. Amen? He says, I don't want you to be ignorant about this because I don't want you to be like the world. Because you're not a part of the world. You're out of the world. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus, those who have passed away and are in Christ at our home. Amen? They're really not dead. They're more alive than me and you. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a what? A shout. In other words, it's not going to be silent, is it? With the voice of an archangel and with the trumpet of God. So again, this is not a silent removal. And the dead in Christ will rise first. In other words, their bodies, dust goes to dust. How many of y'all know, even if somebody's been created, God knows where their dust is? I hear it all the time. Well, can I be cremated? I mean, how's God going to know where I am? Because he's God. He knows every little ash of you. You little ash, you. So he's... Hallelujah. So we see that no matter where you are, when those who have passed away, whatever they've been, their ashes have been thrown in the ocean or wherever, God knows. Amen? And he said what's going to happen is those who have died in Christ Jesus, amen, their bodies will be transformed. And those who are, God will bring their spirit with, he's going to come, Jesus is going to send their spirits here to pick up their bodies. And we who are alive will be taken up alive and we'll be changed on the way up. So he says, then we who are alive in verse 17 and remain shall be what? Caught up. That's called raptured. Together with them in the what? In the clouds to meet the Lord where? In the air. So he will be in the heaven. I mean, he will be here. People will see him. He will appear. He will call his church up, and then he will disappear with his church. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Has everybody got this? Amen. That's your hope, isn't it? That's the hope of glory. That's your future. So you don't need to be concerned about it anymore, do you? Amen? It's done. It's over with. So no matter what, while you're alive, when the Lord chooses, now this is the next feast that will be fulfilled. It's called the Feast of Trumpets. Jesus has already fulfilled the other four feasts. This will be this fifth feast. And in this fifth feast is the Feast of Trumpets. Then there's the Feast of Atonement and the Feast of Tabernacles. And that's that. Then we run it going. And the Feast of Tabernacles will lead into the millennium year, 1,000-year reign. So the next feast is actually the removal of the body of Christ. That is the next feast. So make sure you're right with God or you'll miss the bus. There's going to be many people who thought they were right with God and going to miss. And they'll have to go through tribulation. So we know that he said, don't be ignorant, man. Hold on. This is your hope. Grab hold of it. This is for you. It's a promise of God. The Bible says that you and I are not accounted for the wrath of God. And the wrath of God is the last 3.5 years of tribulation. So even the first 3.5 years of tribulation is not the wrath of God. The wrath of God is the last 3.5 years of tribulation. In Philippians chapter 2. Hallelujah. In verse 1. Therefore, if there is what? Any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being what? Like-minded. Having the same love, being of one accord and of what? one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of the mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interests of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in a form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking a form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in the appearance as a man, he what? He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death. Even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that in at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and those on earth and those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. What does he say? Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his what? His good pleasure. So he's saying something very important. Work out your salvation. Let me share with you something. Working out your salvation is not tomorrow, and it isn't yesterday. It's now. It's the moment of now. The working out salvation is associated with the now, today. Amen? It's today, right now. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, today's teaching is called Pressing Through Today. Now that we have hope for the future, we can press through today. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. In verse 7. Let's read it together, please. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. When? Now. Today. We are what? Hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed but not in despair, persecuted but not forsaken, struck down but not destroyed, always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be what? Manifested in our body. Listen, we are hard pressed every single day, no matter what. There's always something coming up, no matter what. The enemy's always trying to distract, manipulate, no matter what. Always trying to get us off course. The fight is constant. We are hard. Look at what's going on in the world. You know, again, so many times we get so caught up in the area of future that we lose sight of today. The hands of your future are in the hands of God. Has everybody got it? Today, it's our cooperation with the hand of God. That's how we press through today. James chapter 4. James chapter 4. You know, when you have a job to do and people are dependent on you, especially at your work or whatever, you may not feel good that day. There may be things happening, but you must press through. Amen? You press through no matter what. I know people that go to work that are ill. They'll go to work and press through. But most of them won't press through if it's something for God. But they'll go press through for the reward of money. But they don't realize that their reward is laid up in heaven. Amen? In James chapter 4 and verse 13. Let's speak it together. Come now, you who say what? Today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city and spend a year there and buy and sell and make a profit. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. In other words, tomorrow is not promised to you here. In this realm, tomorrow is not promised to you. Not at all. For what is your life? Is it even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away? Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this and that. But now you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. Therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is what? Sin. It's sin. You know, I try to stay in the habit of saying, if the Lord wills. I'll leave my office and see you later. I'll be back if the Lord wills. I tell my wife when I leave the house, I'll see you later if the Lord wills. Who knows? I may go home at any moment. I'm ready. Hallelujah. take me whenever you want. But praise be to God. So we see there, tomorrow's not promised to us on this side. So we must take care of what needs to be done today. We must press through today, no matter what. Amen? In Ephesians chapter 6. Hallelujah. Pressing through today. Ephesians 6:10. We're quite familiar with this. Let's speak it together. Finally, my brethren, be what? Strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may what? Be able to stand against the wiles or the trickery of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against the powers, against the rulers of the age of this, of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand. Every day is evil now. Why? Because the ruler of this earth is evil. Evil is pressing you in every area, no matter what. In Matthew chapter 6. Pressing through today. Even Jesus told his disciples, he said, listen, we got work to do. While the day is light, let's work. In other words, he was pressing through the day. He wasn't talking about tomorrow. He was talking about today. Because he is the God of now. Matthew chapter 6, verse 31. Let's speak it. Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? Or who should I marry? Or where should I get a job? Or whatever. If you allow God to unfold His will, it all falls into place. For after all these things, the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. He knows what's what. He's got a plan for you. But seek first the what? Kingdom of God. And what? And His righteousness. In other words, you must remove the influence of evil then. And all these things will be what? Added to you. Therefore, don't worry about tomorrow. For tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. In other words, we need to be concerned just to press through today. Amen? Psalm 11. We already know what the future holds. But so many people are more concerned about tomorrow and the future than they are taking care of what's supposed to be taken care of today. What you do today is waiting for you tomorrow. You take care of what you're supposed to do today, tomorrow's a brand new day. The Word says His mercies are new every morning. Hallelujah. In Psalm 11, we'll start at verse 1. In the Lord I what? I put my trust. How can you say to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? For look, the wicked bend their bow. They make ready their arrow on the string, that they may what? Shoot secretly at the upright where? In heart. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in His holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold. His eyelids test the sons of men. The Lord tests the righteous. He's testing me and you. But the wicked and the one who loves violence, his soul hates. Upon the wicked He will rain coals, fire and brimstone and burning wind shall be the portion of their cup. For the Lord is righteous. He loves righteousness. His countenance beholds the upright. So God knows that you're going to be tempted, attacked, and hard-pressed every day. He knows it. And so in that, He gives me and you what we need to overcome. If we'll just use what He's given us to overcome, instead of trying to use what the world has to offer to overcome, you can't. You will always lose the battle if you use the things of the world to overcome spiritual battles. You can't win them. Only in the Spirit can you overcome a spiritual fight. That's it. Too many people are trying to fight a spiritual fight with physical things. You will lose the battle every time. Amen? So we see here that evil is always shooting at me and you. They're looking to shoot at the upright so that they change course. so that they don't press through that day. In Psalm 19. You know, one of the things I believe that it's important is to acknowledge and know these things. You can be guaranteed you're going to be tempted every day. So if you know that when you wake up you're going to be tempted, that means that you and I should be alert. It doesn't mean I'm looking for a temptation. Does everybody understand that? But I have my radar and sonar on. Beep, 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 beep. You want to be sensitive. You want to be able to discern. See, because when you're in the Spirit, walking and being filled with the Spirit, you're walking in past, present, and future. Because God's present is past, present, and future. Does everybody understand that? So while you're walking and maintaining and pressing through today, God is fixing your past and preparing your future. You don't have to prepare your future because we usually mess it up anyways. Hello? In Psalm 19, in verse 1, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech. So every day, God is speaking to us some way or another. Even in a constellation, the 12 constellations give us the story of Jesus. Night unto night reveals knowledge. How many all know God is trying to speak to you while you sleep? Amen. That's why sometimes you wake up with something or there's a change. Sometimes you wake up with an answer. Oh man, you know what? Gosh, I got that. And you may not wake up with it, but during that day, it will come to you because God spoke to you while you were sleeping. Amen. Sometimes some people only receive while they're sleeping. They're too busy trying to think about tomorrow. Too busy preparing for tomorrow. Too busy preparing for their future. And they can't hear God now. It says, verse 3, there is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. Its rising is from one end of heaven, and its circuit to the other end, and there is nothing hidden from its heat or its presence. Again, God is trying to speak to us all the time. He's trying to reveal. He's always trying to encourage us. He's always trying to bring us counsel, correction, and direction. In Ephesians chapter 5, he's trying to assist us to press through that day. You know, there are areas where one of the things that the enemy does is push us. It's usually the I gotta do syndrome or I gotta have syndrome. I gotta have this, so I must do this. You know, the enemy has a gentle push. And once you acknowledge the gentle push, you cooperate with it, it becomes more pushed. You fall right into an area of anxiousness and fear. One of the things the enemy always wants to tell you is, you're going to miss it. If it's God, you won't miss it. Everybody got it? Now, if you're committing sin, you're going to miss it. But if you're truly seeking the Lord and his righteousness, you're not going to miss it. Amen? Is everybody okay? Amen. In verse 15, Ephesians 5:15, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because of what? Days are evil. You're going to be hard-pressed every day. You can expect a temptation. See then, right? Therefore, do not be what? Unwise, but what? Understand what the will of the Lord is. What's his will? You know, there's a simple will. It says, seek the kingdom of his righteousness, walk upright, have an ear to hear, and a heart to receive, and his will unfold. Do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be what? Filled with the Spirit. Why? Because if you're filled with the Spirit, you're filled with him. He loves to share his Spirit with me and you. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and submitting to one another into what? Fear and reverence of God. Listen, if fear and reverence is not there, either is he. I'm going to say it again. If the fear of the Lord and reverence and honor and respect to him is not there, either is he. Why, God never leaves us, forsakes us? No, he doesn't. In fact, we live and have our being in him. But there's another presence of fellowship that he desires. It's a presence of fellowship. It's a special presence that he walks with me and you. And if that presence of fellowship is there, there is honor, respect, and reverence to him. That's what we call the fear of the Lord. So that when you make a decision, you're acknowledging him. Lord, 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 what about this? What do you think about that? How should I handle this? Well, I need your help on this. You're always acknowledging him. It's called reverence, honor, and respect. It's a fear of the Lord. If that's not there, either is he. That means somewhere along the line, you've walked away from him. He's not walked away from you. The word says, be led by the Spirit and you'll be a son and daughter of God. So when we miss his leading, we go astray. Is everybody okay? Hallelujah. Let's go to Philippians chapter 2. You know, there's a lot of people that say, trust God, trust God, trust God. But many people don't trust what they don't know. Does everybody understand that? If there's relationship and fellowship, you're going to trust him, aren't you? If there's not relationship and fellowship, it's hard to trust. We can confess it, but most people will rely on their own strength, their own senses, their own understandings. They try to fix themselves. They try to calculate things. Individuals with calculation. This needs, God's not calculating. He's got things set and prepared for me and you. That's all you need to do is stay in his presence, abide, and things begin to unfold. God unfolds things, always unfolds things. Amen? In Philippians 2, it's just for me and you. Hallelujah. And we'll start at verse 1. Therefore, we already went there, didn't we? Sorry, Philippians 3. Philippians 3 in verse 7. Let's speak it together. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as what? Rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may what? That I may what? That I may what? Know him. See, there's times when we're asking, God, what do I do? And he says, you know better than that. Why? Because he says, you know me. Why are you asking? You know, most people ask God about something because they want to try and manipulate him, but they already know what the answer is. It's usually, no, you know better than that. But that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I do something very important. I what? I press on or I what? Press through. I press through. That I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I don't count myself as have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press forward. I'm pressing through for the goal, for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us as many as are mature have this mind, and if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. So he's saying, press through. Amen? We're to be like-minded. Listen, one of the things he's asking us, we need to be pressing through today, cutting loose yesterday. Amen? So God can prepare our future. So press on. So we press on. By what? We're cutting loose of yesterday and pressing through today. Cut loose of yesterday and press through today. And God's will unfold. You don't have to figure it out. You don't have to calculate it. In Psalm 118. You know, you know how many people today are worrying about tomorrow? It's incredible. We need to race tomorrow until we get there. Psalm 118. And most of the time, people are all freaked out about the next day anyways, the day before, and then when the next day comes, everything falls into place. Oh man, why was I so freaked out about this? Again, there's the area of trust, isn't there? And if there's lack of relationship, there's lack of trust. In Psalm 118, verse 22, It says, the stones which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. How many of y'all say that to the Lord every morning when you get up? Lord, this is the day you made, and I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Because I have a choice to rejoice. Do you understand? What you speak is what you eat is what you become. You're calling those things that are not as though they are. I don't care, you know, and people always, well, I got up on the wrong side of the bed. I didn't know there was a wrong side of the bed. Would you hit the wall or something? Maybe you should hit the wall. You know, there's no such thing as the wrong side of the bed. Man, if you wake up in the morning, you're acknowledging heaven. You're welcoming the Holy. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Quicken me and revive me and help me pray before I kill somebody. What are you saying? I'm dependent on you. Help. And then you just go make your little coffee and start praying in the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Spirit starts leading you. But you got, you know, so listen, the hardest thing that people have is prayer. It's the hardest thing for them. So just pray in the Spirit. And then the Holy Spirit starts revealing things for you to pray. You will set up a routine where, man, you don't even have to think about it. You just do it. Just like when you get in the car and drive after you've been driving many years. You just do it. It's just a part of your life. And that's what God wants. Why? Because He wants you to abide in Him and Him abide in you. And that starts with a decision every morning. That decision every morning is acknowledge heaven, acknowledge home, to reconnect with home. Because when you reconnect with home, home connects with you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. All right. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Verse 25, say now, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray, send now what? Prosperity. Why? I need to pay my bills. But I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to worry about tomorrow. I'm going to press through today. Why? Because if every time I press through, He meets you. So many times people are waiting to meet God before they even press through. Oh, Lord, where are you? Come on. Come. Come on. I'm right here. That's why He says, seek, ask, knock, and you will find. What's He saying? Press through. Why does He say press through? Because you got to come through you. Because you, the self, is always between you and God. So you must press through. Sometimes you want to slap you. If I could just get to that spirit. Choke you. Hallelujah. Save now, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray, send now prosperity. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, and he has given us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords to the horns of the altar. You are my God, I will praise you. You are my God, I will exalt you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercies endures forever. When people get up miserable, they need to quickly change. You need to change. You need to exchange. Amen? Because you're carrying a car. Everybody wakes up in the flesh. It'd be nice to wake up in the spirit. Whee! Everybody wakes up in the flesh. You've been fleshed out all night long. Unless the Lord takes you, you know, or something like that. Then you wake up. Whoa! Man, I've been taken while I've been sleeping in dreams, man. I've got up, ran to the window. Man, that's work. I remember one time I had this powerful, the Lord came and took me and brought me, and I was one of the things of showing his return to me. Man, I got up and ran to the window, and I was, did you hear that? My wife's going, what? I had to take a few minutes to realize, where am I? And I was like, oh, okay. She ain't going to understand what I just been through. All right, praise God. Sometimes, God, it's just for you and God. And it can't be explained to anyone else. So don't try. Amen? Hebrews chapter 3. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Why? Because we're going to press through today. Hebrew chapter 3. Glory. Verse 7. Is everybody there? Let's speak it. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, tomorrow, yesterday, today, today, if you will hear His voice. Do not harden your hearts as in rebellion. Let me tell you, when you don't hear, you harden. Do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, in the day of trial in the wilderness, where your fathers tested me, tried me, and saw my works 40 years. Therefore, I was angry with that generation and said, they always go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my what? Rest. In other words, they have no rest. There's no peace. They're always anxious. They're always trying to. They're worry about tomorrow, worry about tomorrow, worry about tomorrow. Always trying to fix their lives instead of waiting on the Lord for counsel, correction, and direction. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called what? Today. Lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we do what? Hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end, while it is said, today if you will hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as in the what? Rebellion. So today, in other words, pressing through today is vitally important. Accomplishing what you're supposed to do today is vitally important. Amen? Colossians chapter 2. Why put off till tomorrow what you can accomplish today? Amen. Colossians chapter 2, in verse 1. For I want you to know what a great conflict I have for you, as many as have not those in Laodicea, for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love and attaining to all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both the Father and of Christ, in whom were hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Now this I say, lest any should deceive you with persuasive words. For though I am absent in flesh, yet I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As you have therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in with thanksgiving. Beware lest anyone cheat you through what? Philosophy, intellectualism, and empty deceit according to the traditions of men or carnal understanding, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. You know, people are always trying to tempt you with the basic principles of the world. They're always trying to bring fear on you, and it isn't the person. It's the spirit that's using that person. They're always worried about things. And then they try to say, oh, I'm only concerned. That's beyond concerned. For in Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And you are complete in Him who is the head of all the principality and darkness. In Him you are also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the sins of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ, buried with Him in baptism, in which you also were raised with Him through faith in the working of God, who raised Him from the dead. And you being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, He made alive together with Him, having forgiven you all trespasses, and have wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and He has taken it out of the way, having what? Nailed it to the cross. In other words, He's paid the price for me and you to press through today. But you got to beware. Beware of those who are being manipulated by the voice of the stranger and tempting, enticing you, bringing fear, doubt, unbelief, trying to get you to complain, become compromised or complacent or blaming. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 3. Are you getting this? We are bound to give thanks always for you, brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly, and the love of every one of you all abounds toward each other, so that we ourselves boast of you. Hello. Yeah. Boast of you. Okay. so that we ourselves boast of you among the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure, which is manifest evidence of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be counted what? Worthy of the kingdom of God, for which you also suffer, since it is a righteous thing with God to repay with tribulation those who trouble you. How many of y'all know God repays those who trouble you? And give to you who are troubled rest with us when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. These shall be punished with the everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he comes in that day to be glorified in his saints and to be admired among all those who believe, because our testimony among you was believed. Therefore, we also pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Count worthy. In other words, pressing through today, the more you and I press through and overcome things, the more we are counted worthy. In Psalm 34. Pressing through today. In verse 11. Psalm 34, verse 11. Come, you children, and listen to me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life and loves many days, that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil, and your lips from speaking what? Deceit or lies. Depart from evil and what? Do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. Do we believe that, though? If you don't believe it, you become anxious. He delivers them out of all their troubles. He knows what we need. The Lord is near to those who have a what? Broken heart, humble, and save such as have a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Oh, here it is. But the Lord delivers him out of them all. Thank you, Jesus. He guards all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. Listen, when you're going through the Job season, you need to trust. You need to hold on. And everybody goes through the Job season. The purpose of it is to die to yourself. One of the things is God says he wants to show that he is God. You know, so many people try to fix things and do things by themselves. And God says, I thought I was God. I thought I was your God. Now you've become your own idol. Seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added to you. Acknowledge him in all of your ways, and he will guide your path. Commit to him your works, and he'll establish your thoughts. Those are things that must be done every day. Lord, I commit to you my works. I cast my cares upon you, for you care for me. I call on the name above all names, Jesus, who will show me great and mighty things that I don't know of. You've come to bring me life and life abundantly. You are he who does far above all I could ever ask or think. What are you doing? Calling those things that are not as though they are. You're actually removing yourself from between you and God. Amen? Does everybody understand that? Praise God. 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. Hallelujah. In verse 2, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, and his what? And his what? Divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, to the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be what? Partakers of the divine nature, have escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. How many of y'all, lust is an overwhelming desire? So many times people just think of lust as sexual. No, it's an overwhelming desire. That's where the enemy pushes. and promotes an overwhelming desire. What's he trying to do? Get you to miss God. Amen? But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith, virtue, knowledge, to knowledge, self-control, to self-control, perseverance, to perseverance, godliness, to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. For these things are yours and abound. You will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is what? Short-sighted, even blindness. For he has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be what? Even more diligent to make your call and election what? Sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm going to close at Psalm 23. Pressing through today. Hallelujah. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I will not want or lack. Why? He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they shall what? Comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. When? Today. Today. What's on your table? That table's for you today. It's not a table for tomorrow. It's a table for today. It is prepared for you. God has stuff on the table. When you get to the table, he says, this is how I want you to arrange things. Now you may say, well, Lord, I don't know what's going on. That's okay. You don't need to know. It will come. One thing at a time. What he wants you to do first will come first. Has everybody got that? I don't know. I need to do this first, but I don't know what to do. Then don't do it. You wait till you know what you're supposed to do. When you don't know what to do, you don't do nothing. Why? Because then you won't press through today. And yesterday will catch up to you. And you'll find yourself all discombobulated. Hallelujah. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Oh, they hate it when you're in divine order. You know why? Because they can't touch you when you're in divine order. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup runs over. Man, they don't even want to touch you because you're on fire now. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house. I will dwell in the presence of the Lord forever and ever and ever. Why? Press through today. Amen. Press on, cut loose yesterday, and press through today. And what you complete today, rewards are waiting tomorrow. What isn't completed today, well, you can figure that out. You'll need to complete the next day. Amen? Remember, we're pressing through today. It's important. Don't worry about tomorrow. Let tomorrow be sufficient for itself. And let yesterday go. We are with the God of now who loves us right now, and he's making a way and arrangement right now. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. We ask for your forgiveness in any area where we have become anxious, associated with selfish ambitions, not waiting upon you. We repent for every area that we have not trusted you or acknowledged you. God, we ask that you wash us with the blood of the Lamb, and we commit to you our works and acknowledge you in all of our ways as we press through today and associate with you in peace, joy, and righteousness, being led by your Spirit, walking in the glory of the Lord, and watching our enemies be bound and snared in their nets while we escape safely, in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. 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 Be blessed.